You are listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Prepare to be enlightened, entertained, and moved to grow as you hear practical advice on building and enriching the experience of worship at your church. And now, Dr. Craig Gilbert.
Hello, and welcome to Purposed Heart Ministries podcast, the inaugural edition. My name is Dr. Craig Gilbert, and I will be your host for this podcast and probably all of the future podcasts. I am the founder and lead consultant of Purposed Heart Ministries. Purposed Heart Ministries was founded to provide support to churches of all sizes and denominations to deal with the issues of the modern church, especially how it deals with worship. So what exactly does that mean? Well, worship, we will deal with worship and church issues, everything from deep theological issues like why do we do worship the way that we do, to practical issues like how does your parking lot affect worship attendance. We'll be dealing with a lot of different things, and I want you to know that this is a great place for you to come, hear honest communication. I'm not trying to sound smart or be part of some type of high thought process as much as I want you to have practical information that you can actually use, even when we're talking about deep theological issues. I want this to be a place where you can come and you can learn and you can take things away, and hopefully I can communicate them to you in a way that you will identify with them, that you'll be able to apply them in your local church setting. But more than anything, that it'll cause you to think and ask questions about worship. One of the things that challenges me the most when it comes to worship is that people don't ask why very often. We kind of just do. And then when we do ask why and the answer isn't right there, we don't dig far enough to find out the right answers. So on this podcast, we will dig and we will search and we will look until we find the answers to questions that you have and that other people have. And in order to do that, I invite you, you can go right now to PurposedHeartMinistries.com, all spelled out, PurposedHeartMinistries.com, and you can put on the communications area, you can send me an email. My email address is Craig@PurposedHeartMinistries.com, and if you have a question about worship, send it to me, and I'll make sure that we deal with your question in one of these podcasts, and I will respond to you directly. So I offer that right away, right off the bat, because I want you to know that I'm here for you, not just to hear myself talk or to try to impress you with what I know or what I think I know, but I want you to know this is for you. It's for us so that we can all learn together. Today's topic, for our very first topic, is to look at why worship training. That's one of the things that is the foundation of Purposed Heart Ministries, is training in worship. And one of the most frequent questions that I get is, why do I need worship training? Why do I need to look at worship? Why do I already know how to worship. I know how to go to church. I know how to sing a song. I know how to listen to a sermon. Or from the church perspective, you know, we offer a worship service and people come and they seem to like it. What do we need church? What do we need worship training for? Well, what difference is that going to make? Why do I need a coach? You know, the Bible says that we are created for worship. It's built into us. It's in our DNA. God created us as a worshiping creation. In fact, the Bible says that if we don't do it, the rocks will do it. It's built into us. So what do we need a coach for? Why do we need worship training? Well, just because you can, in reality, just because you can worship, doesn't mean you're good at it. Now, don't take offense at that, but let's be honest. There are some things that we're good at and some things that we're not, even though we know how to do them. And if you are good at it, it doesn't mean you're as good as you can be. We can always be better. As in all things, what a coach provides or what worship training provides, any training provides, is an outside point of view that affirms what is good and then identifies and challenges what can be better, providing the path forward to change. Now, this applies in all walks of life, no matter what we do. This applies to worship in the church, just as it applies to other areas. But for some reason, we seem to think that because we can worship, well, we must be good at it. Well, let me show you some areas where that just kind of breaks that whole argument down if we're actually being honest. Think about running. Everybody that I know can run to some extent. We start running at a very young age. Not long after we're walking, we're running. But not everybody's winning the Boston Marathon. Not everybody's out there setting world records. If running was easy, then everybody would be doing those kinds of things. But no, what's the difference between your average weekend runner and the Boston qualifier? Well, it's a lot of training and a lot of practice and a lot of intentionality to be a better runner, not just to run. And you think, okay, well, that's about physical ability. Well, let's look at a couple of other things. What about speaking? All of us know how to talk, and some of us are good at it. Some of us are not very good at it. Let's face it, we can be challenged by it, but we can also learn to be better. Even the people who have a natural gift of gab, if they want to be a teacher or a public speaker, most of them take some kind of coaching or training, and they learn to be better at it. They learn to practice with someone pointing out the places where they can get better and where they can improve in ways that maybe they don't see. They find out that they have a vocal tic. I know that I have some of mine, and you'll hear them as we go through the vocal tics that I have. So speaking is one of those places. What about writing? Lots of people know how to write, but not very many people are published authors. Just because you can tell a good story doesn't mean you can write a good story down or write it in a way that people want to read it. So again, just because we can do something doesn't mean that we're necessarily good at it, or if we are good at it, that we couldn't get better at it. I'm going to give you one last one, and that's relationships. We all have relationships. We're all in relationships. Some of us are really good at relationships. Some of us really challenged by relationships. Some of us are good at being sympathetic or being empathetic or having great communication skills. Some of us are just not. And in order to be better at a relationship, we need a little coaching. We need a little bit of help. So do you see the pattern? In every single one of these things, I guarantee you, you found yourself and said, yeah, I can do that. Or, yeah, you're right, I can do it, but I'm probably not very good at it. So then why is worship any different? Why do we categorize worship and say that just because, you know, it's church-oriented or it's God-oriented, that we can't get better at it, that we can't do things better? And all of these examples and many more, instruction, coaching provides an opportunity for growth, for even the marginal talent, as well as for the gifted. All of us can get better with a little bit of training and a little bit of coaching. Well, the same is true of worship, and especially like a worship service in a church. Sure, you have a worship service, but I guarantee you it can be better, no matter how good it is. Worship has a lot of places where our natural tendencies are actually counter to what the Bible shows God intends for worship to be. So just going in there and doing what feels right doesn't necessarily guarantee a good worship service. Doesn't mean that we're doing the best that we can. We may actually find that we can be better than what we are. So what do you get from worship training, from worship study? Well, first of all, intentionality. Worship training provides an intentionality that you can't get when you're just kind of winging it. We learn to worship with purpose, worshiping on purpose, not just from what feels right or what's been handed down to us. You know, for a lot of us, the reason we do what we do in worship is because, to be honest, it's what we've always done. We do what we've always done or what we've always seen. We don't really know any different. And unless you've gone to a lot of different churches across your life and gone to a lot of different worship services, you probably don't have a big basis for judging and looking at the worship that you do simply because you haven't experienced anything else. So what do you fall into? You fall into doing what you know. Through worship training, you are able to develop an intentionality that at least you're doing it on purpose, not just because it's the only thing that you've ever done. Another thing that worship training gives us is study. How do we get to that intentionality? Well, we do that through study. Now, I'm going to challenge you with something. I want you to think about your church for just a minute. Lots of churches teach all kinds of things. We'll teach people how to manage money. We'll teach people how to be better parents. We teach them how to be better husbands and wives. We teach them how to study the Bible. But do you know what I've seen in a lot of churches is that there really isn't a whole lot of study when it comes to worship. Again, because it's something that we all think we know how to do, so why do we need to learn anything about it? Why do we need to study anything about it? Well, I know how to read, and I can read the Bible, but I don't think anybody would argue that that automatically means I know how to study the Bible, or I know how to gain meaning from the Bible just because I can read a Bible. I think, you know, that's why we teach Bible studies. Why do we, you know, anybody can get married. It doesn't mean that they're destined to have the best relationship in the world. That's why we have marriage classes and we learn how to be a better spouse. All of us can have kids, but it doesn't mean we're automatically going to be great parents. That's why in the church we like to teach parenting classes. So why don't we study worship more often? Why aren't we digging down into what worship actually means? What does the Bible actually say about worship? And what can we learn more from each other and from the Bible and from history? Why can't we study? Another thing that worship training gives you is meaning. What does worship truly mean for the worshiper and for the church? The only way to discover that, to be honest about it, is to get trained in it, to spend time. So we're kind of going backwards here. We want to get meaning. How do we do that? We study. And what does study give us? It gives us intentionality. So what's the root of this that really wants us to dig in? Well, it's biblical. Worship training is biblical. Jesus said to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Well, we tend to get the heart and the soul right. We do that fairly instinctually. But what about the mind? Why can't we engage the mind in training? Why can't we spend time studying, learning, and really examining what worship can be and what worship should be for our church, and then put those things into place with an intentionality so that we are worshiping on purpose? Through training comes understanding, and thus it's a more complete worship activity. So, there's a definition of worship that I really love, and it's worship is a verb. It's not something that's done to you or for you. It's done by you. That's that worshiping on purpose, that worshiping with an intentionality. But in order to be a truly active worshiper, to be an engaged worshiper, you have to be a participant, and coaching helps you in your participation level. It helps you get better at it. For a worship service, coaching helps you provide more opportunities for participation and learning how to engage people and as they are offered to be engaged in the worship process so that worship can be something that we all do and that we all participate in and not just something that we just sit back and watch. So here's my question for you. Are you ready for worship training? Do you see the value in worship training? Maybe you're sitting there saying, okay, you've convinced me. I want to learn more about the history of the church. I want to learn more about what the Bible says about worship. I want us to have a better worship service. I want to be a better worshiper. And I want what happens on the platform at my church to be intentional, not just something that's been handed down, not just something that we truly understand. Let me ask you a question. Just if you need to take a test, let me give you a test. How many of you, if you sat down and wrote down every single thing that you do in a worship service, everything, how many of you could tell me what the historical origin, the biblical origin, the purpose of it, why is it in the worship service? Could you write that down for every single thing that happens in your worship service? If your answer is no, then you can benefit from worship training. We all can. To be honest with you, I'm not sure I could do it for your worship service. It's something we all need to strive to get better at. So you're ready. You've been convinced that worship training is there, and you're saying to yourself, okay, so you've convinced me. Now what? Well, Purposed Heart Ministries offers programs that are designed to be tailored to the specific needs of your church. what I invite you to do is go to our website, purposedheartministries.com, and look around. Look at the programs that we offer. And then when you see something that you like, or if you want to know more about how we could help your church, schedule an appointment and I'll give you a call and we'll talk about it, or send me an email and I'll return the email and we can talk about it. The unique thing about Purposed Heart Ministries is that we're not trying to sell you a program. We're not trying to put you on a path that's just like every other church. What we want you to do is be able to identify the strengths and the challenges specific to your worship environment, to what you need from a worship service and what your congregation needs. We want to be there for you, specifically for your church. So as we talk about things on upcoming podcasts, I will be talking about them in general, but I'll also be talking about them specifically to try to help you ask some questions that'll let you do that specifically for your church. Maybe you want something right away. We have a DVD, A Purposed Heart for the Purpose of Worship, that's available. It's actually two DVDs with four talks covering a broad range of worship topics. It's designed for individuals, for small groups. You can even do it across a whole church. I had one of the fastest growing churches in the country took our DVD and put the DVD set and put it together and offered it to the whole church. And it was a wonderful experience to get to go up there and close out that study for them and see all of the changes and hear the stories of people whose hearts and their worship were changed just because of some of the ideas and questions that we put out there for them. So I hope that you're intrigued. I hope that you'll join us again for the upcoming podcast. Like I said, we'll have a lot of different topics to discuss. So join us next time. You'll be able to see our schedule published on the website as well. And I hope that you have a blessed and glorious day. And maybe we'll see you in church.
Thank you for listening to the Purposed Heart Ministries podcast with Dr. Craig Gilbert. Want more from Craig? Be sure to join us online at purposedheartministries.com. We look forward to having you join us again next week.